So we're back today at the Brave Plug, and today we are joined by Minister Monique and Kinsani, and today we will just be having a conversation around the importance of bravery and courage as young women of God. So welcome, ladies. Welcome to the Plug.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, so I think to start, if we could just start by defining what bravery means. We'll start with you, Kinsani.
Sure. I couldn't bring my mind to the fact that without bravery, there wouldn't be a Kinsani. It embodies who I am. It is what I stand for. Bravery is an act that allows you to do things out of your normal circumstance and beat the allegations and be able to do things that are out of the ordinary.
And for you, Monique?
So when I reflected on the question, or when you said defining bravery, it's very difficult to take the step, especially as a young girl or living in society today.
Exactly.
You always think people will judge you for the decision you make or say things that might hurt you.
Yeah.
But I think being brave is having the courage and being rooted in God and having the faith to be brave in any circumstance, whether it's in your workplace, at home, or in society in general, but just taking that step and being who you are, that is being brave.
Yeah.
If you authentic with who you are, I think that is simple enough to define bravery.
Awesome. Yeah, that was quite beautiful, ladies. I think while we're on the definition of bravery, if you could just share a moment in your life where you had to be brave, where you had to stand up and be brave.
I think personally, all my life, I had to be brave. I had to stand and be courageous. I don't remember a time where I had to be relaxed. It's always been young, brave girl. Hence, I said it embodies who I am. It's part of my DNA. Bravery is part of my DNA. There's a lot of instances that I can think of. However, I will just date back to when I was 8 years old. I think that one is like a prominent memory in my mind. It always sticks out. So just to give you like a background, the reason why I'm such a brave girl is because I have faced a lot of circumstances that forced me to be brave. I had no choice but to be brave. Just a small story, I got sexually molested quite a number of times. That has afforded me to be brave. Like I said, it was not a decision. I just had to step into it. That's why I believe that bravery is who I am. There's many other instances where I had to be brave, like being the big sister. That also is not a choice, it's circumstantial, and it just came second nature. That's one of the instances that I remember. I had to be brave.
Sure. I think you speak a lot about bravery kind of choosing you. And so how did you decide to say it's okay, that this is who I want to be? Even though you said that you shared a beautiful story about how you went through this and you eventually had to be brave because you had no choice, but how did you decide that even though there is no choice, I will now still do this? For me, I'll do it for the people around me.
So personally, when I didn't even take a decision. Like I said, it was second nature. It was sort of like God was always in control. Like he knew, he ordained my steps basically to maneuver around my circumstances. And I would say that bravery chose me. And how I was able to just like, you know, step into it was, always being God's girl. Like I was always God's girl. Like he knew me way way back. And the circumstances would come here time and time again, but the word of God would always be like a pillar, and it would always be a manual. Yes, I wasn't always rooted in reading the word of God, but it was as though like God had whispered knowledge in me, in my ear, to be able to maneuver my way around. He would give me like sort of like notes, drop little scriptures that would encourage me to continue the braveness and the courage. One of the scriptures being Isaiah 61, verse 8-9. So it says, "For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully reward my people for their suffering and make an everlasting covenant with them." So that was like a promise from God to say that, yes, you've suffered, but I've made a covenant with you and to keep you. And God kept me, hence I'm here today.
Wow, that's so good. We're grateful to hear that God kept you and is keeping you, you know. It's such a beautiful story that I think that we can get to experience in all of our lives, the keeping of God. And so for you, Minister Mon, if you can just let us know, what are some of the practices that you do in your life as a brave young woman to keep you brave?
Okay, so there's a lot of things that we take out from church and from things like this that we share or on social media that we get. You get little pop-ups with young girls spreading the word, spreading the gospel, which is, it's very good. It's something that we all follow, and lately I've been doing it very often. But things that keeps me, or habits and practices that I imparted, is basically reflecting, journaling, and meditating on the word of God. Sometimes you don't even realize that God speaks you. There's this voice that tells you things, like Insani said, and sometimes you can't say, oh, that was the Holy Spirit leading me. You're just like, there's something telling me to do this. And most of the time we say it's my gut feeling, but that's the Holy Spirit telling me what to do and how to go about things. So I think more importantly to me is writing down how I feel. Sometimes it's not easy to talk. It's not easy to share these things. But writing it down, praying about it, talking to God about it, that's my go-to. So I feel that is very important. And just reflecting on past, present, and future is very important. And making God the center of it all.
So we're all sisters. We all have siblings, whether they love us or not. It's besides the point. Yeah. So how would you ladies... kind of want to pass on, I'll say, bravery to maybe another young sister or another young woman who has this thing that, you know, I want to be brave as well. So what would you say to her, or what would you want to kind of instill in another, maybe younger version of ourselves,
the next generation,
or our siblings, right? Just the conversation around being brave as young women, because you know the world requires for us to be brave. To live in the kingdom of God, we have to be brave, like 25-8. So, what would you ladies say to a younger version of yourselves, or a sibling, or a young woman as well, who looks up to you on how to be brave in this day and age?
I think many of us struggle a lot with trusting and with communicating. I think how our parents or society always says, oh, people that goes for counseling, or people that talk to others, there's a thing about this now and going for therapy. But I feel there's nothing wrong with that. And when you look at yourself, reflecting, as I said previously, is very important. Where I want to be, what I want to be, who I want to become is very important. And putting it out to our youngsters or to our siblings in a home, while we grow up in the same home under the same roof, but we don't normally know what each of us are going through personally. And I think if you inspire others to be like that, be rooted in Christ, read the word, give them scriptures to follow, it helps you. It helps them as well. And for me, I think that is what I try to do most of the time. I always turn people to God. I always turn youngsters. I'm like, hey, man, listen to this song, or read this verse, or do a few affirmations who you are. Tell yourself, I'm beautiful. I'm made in God's image. Do those things on a daily basis. It makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
And even though we experience it on a later stage, but to install it in young people earlier, I think will help them, and they'll be more beneficial to the world than what we are. So I think that is one of the things we can do to help those that comes or those that's with us.
Beautiful. Kenzie?
Sure. I would often write letters to my younger self as a form of healing. I didn't believe in sharing my story because I felt like no one will understand. Even if a person has experienced being molested, they never understand your specific experience. So writing a letter to my younger self to basically affirm her that where I am today is where you're going to be tomorrow. So there was one snippet, if maybe I can read it. I would always say that I wrote this in hopes of channeling you, and I want the happiness that you had before the trials and tribulation, the spark that was in your eyes, the ability to remain hopeful even when it doesn't look good. So that little girl had existed before, and that girl is now existing again. So even if it was taken away, that element can be restored. I believe God is the God that restores. So to just answer your question, I believe in sitting in the feet of Jesus and fellowshipping with him, and just getting to know who he is and what he has written for you and with your life. There's no bravery when you're outside of Christ, because he's given us a spirit of being courageous. So it is so difficult to be brave outside of Christ. There's so many other things that will intimidate you, everyone's opinions on how you should heal, how you should maneuver your way around certain things. So when you're in Christ, it's like he brings you closer to his heart, and he comforts you even in the fear. There's that peace that surpasses all human understanding. So it even in that, fellowshipping with Christ, it helps you maneuver your way. So with little girls, that's what I would tell them. Write a letter to yourself. Embody who you want to become. Sit and fellowship at the feet of Jesus. That's where you'll find yourself again. That's where you'll get restored and rejuvenated. It will be as though nothing has happened.
That's so beautiful. I think, ladies, you guys have really shared some insightful information, powerful stories as well. So thank you so much for taking the time for sharing with us. Obviously, your stories will go out there and encourage all the young generation. So thank you. Stay fierce, stay brave, and continue to shine your light. Thank you.
Thank you.